Sing Street Secondary School in Dublin has a long and storied history, but will its next chapter, as an all-Irish Gael Chaláiste, go ahead as planned next year? Teachers at the school, represented by the Association of Secondary School Teachers in Ireland, the ASTI, want to call a halt to the plans, and to tell us why, we're joined on the line by the Deputy General Secretary of the ASTI, Diarmaid Dupuir. Diarmaid Dupuir, good morning.
Good morning, Anya.
So, according to your members, what are the problems with the plans of turning Sing Street into Gael Chaláiste?
Well, the biggest problem is the way it's been handled, quite frankly, that the teachers have been kept in the dark for the whole of this process, as the rest of the school community. Our understanding is that the Board of Management we're examining the future of the school because the numbers, like a lot of inner city schools, the numbers are declining. And they were looking at various options. And one of the ones that was on the table was a discussion about whether turning the school into a Gael Chaláiste would be feasible. And they asked the trustees, IRST, the Edmund Rice Schools Trust, to examine the feasibility. The IRST took that and decided that was a request to move into a Gael Chaláiste and went to the department and started the ball in motion. Last September, the staff were told on the 10th of September that this plan was going ahead, and it was publicly announced the next day. That was the first they had heard of it. And since then, they have basically been kept in the dark. They have had two meetings with the trustees, one pre-December where they basically told them very little and said they had no answers to any of their questions. And since then, they have been promising meetings, promising contact, and none of it has happened until yesterday when they again met the teachers. And we're quite frankly quite patronising them, said that they were all wonderful, but we're ignoring all your views. In the meantime, the board had said they did not
want to progress.
But
what do your members actually want?
Well, the members want this to be paused and stopped and brought back to the beginning and done properly.
Okay, call a halt. That's what they want.
Yes. Now, not necessarily. Now, while a lot of them were saying it's going to cause great difficulties in the Gael Chaláiste, they want to be part of a process that comes to a conclusion. And if that turns out to be the Gael Chaláiste, but they want other issues, other possibilities examined, whether just turning co-educational would help, whether amalgamation is possible, whether looking at a different type of school is possible. Remember that these teachers have been, without any consultation, without any notice, told their lives are being turned upside down and they'll either have to find another school or, if they can, to upskill to Irish.
Okay. There have been long-standing campaigns by parents for more access to all Irish secondary schools in that particular area. As you say, the numbers in Sing Street have been falling. Teachers can upskill in Irish or be transferred, and there's certainly no shortage of teaching jobs in Dublin, is there? So what's the problem?
Well, the problem, there are a couple of problems about that. First of all, there is no question, and nobody is objecting to the notion of Gael Chaláiste in Dublin, in the Dublin area where the campaign is on. By the way, as an aside, I am not sure the school is at all suitable for it. Anybody who visits the school is kind of quite taken aback and shocked that this would be a 400 student school. Now, that's a practical problem, and that's other people to deal with mainly. The problem is, it's, you kind of say you can upskill to Irish. It's not that easy. But the other thing is, this is a very dedicated group of teachers. It's a very, they run a very successful school in terms of the achievements of the students. It's a Jesh school, and they continually, you know, win young scientists. You walk into the school, and I'm not just saying this, as obviously I have to, and you realise that there's a great atmosphere. They're very dedicated teachers, dedicated to the students.
But why does everything have to stay the same, Diarmaid Dupuir? As you say, the numbers have been falling.
I never said things had to stay the same. I said that...
Well, if you're calling a halt and going back and starting a process, things stay the same in the meantime, though, don't they?
Yes, in the meantime.
Yes. And you're saying you're not resistant to the idea. You're saying you're not resistant to the idea of a Gael Chaláiste. So if it's not being a Gael Chaláiste, what's the problem with the change?
I'm saying the problem with the change is the way this staff and the school community have been, they still haven't talked to the parents at all. The way the staff have been treated is quite frankly shameful. At the IRST meeting yesterday, they talked about respect and care. They did admit that the staff had not been treated with respect and care. It is the worst way to do any form of change management is to keep people in the dark and then suddenly spring things on them. There's a lot of hurt and there's a lot of anger in this school. And the teachers are saying, we would like to look at other possibilities. And if the other possibilities don't work, well, then and good. But there are other options, or there may be other options.
For what example, next, there was a mediator?
I don't know. The first thing at this stage, because it's very late, is IRST and the department have to say, we will give you some breathing space in this, and we will sit down and we will talk. And whatever comes out at the end, then there can be buy-in from the staff who are there. You may get, you know.
But you want the staff to have a veto on any change, basically?
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth, aren't you? I said...
Well, it's a question. Is that the case? I'm trying to work out what the position is.
Nobody's looking for a veto. What they're looking for is to be part of the process. It's inconceivable to me that a very, very dedicated staff who are doing a great job in a school, who most of whom have moved to the area so that they can be living near this school, which is not easy, as you know, to move to Dublin too... I've been totally excluded from the process and have been prevented with the fait accompli. What we're saying is halt it back, push it back a year. So in the meantime, everybody can sit down, look at other, see if there are other options, whether there can be a blended model, whether there could be looking at maybe a non-denominational school. There are other options that could be explored to keep what, as you say, is a very long-standing and very good reputation school with a very dedicated and, as I say, very hurt staff. And if they want to do this properly, if they want people to buy into it and people to upskill, they need to make sure that they are part of the process, not totally excluded from it.
Thank you for joining us this morning, Dermot Dupuyer, the Deputy General Secretary of the ASTI.